Shviyas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah asks, May imasai mutter adam likach yorak b'matzoi shviyas. From what point is a person permitted to purchase vegetables after shviyas is over? In other words, at what point can you assume that it's no longer from the produce from Shemitah, and that it's coming from the new produce that has been produced after Shemitah? So the Mishnah says, Mishiyase kayotzibo. When it's been created, or it's been formed, or grown, something similar to this thing that you're buying. You don't have to know specifically that this item grew afterwards, but once, in general, something similar to this has grown, it's okay to buy, because you can assume that it was grown after Shemitah. Along these lines, the Mishnah continues and says, Asaha bakir, if the area where the peros, the produce, tends to ripen quickly. So once that has already grown, even though you are in an area where it grows slowly, hutter ha'afil, the afil, which means the produce that grows more slowly, that also becomes permissible, even though in the area where it grows more slowly, the produce it mostly has not grown yet. But the fact that it's available in the other area, that's sufficient for us to presume that even in this area, it's permissible. Rebbe Hiter Likach Yorak B'Matzoi Shvias Miad. Rebbe Yudah Anasi, he permitted to purchase vegetables right after Shvias immediately. And there's two reasons given for this. One is because they used to bring quite a bit of vegetables from Chutzal Eretz, from outside Eretz Israel into Eretz Israel, and therefore you could assume that the majority of things that of vegetables that were available for purchase in Eretz Israel were really from Chutzal Eretz, and plus also there weren't certain vegetables that could grow within 2 or 3 days, and therefore miad here according to that would not mean immediately, but it would mean once several days have passed enough that something could have grown.